I can see them. They weren't sleeping bags, but they were, you know.
What were they called?
They rolled them up. You know, like they're, I don't know, I can't think of the
word.
Whatever.
Well, here it's asking if the word pallet at all seems.
Well, pallet, yeah, I would suppose so, but there's also the wood pallet.
Yes.
Yeah, but a pallet, yeah. But that isn't a word that I would use always, mm-hmm. Yeah.
With multiple contexts, yeah. Sheep herders outside. Yeah. How about this? Does this word, S-U-G-A-N?
Never heard of it.
Okay. What do you rest your head on in bed?
The pillow. Well, that's a word that's probably called everything, pillar and pillow. And,
exactly.
You know, pillow.
Just like window.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what would you put over it to protect it?
The pillowcase, yeah.
And were those ever made out of flour sacks?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Did the flour sacks have floral designs on them to make them look pretty?
Yes.
How were feed sacks different?
Well, I don't know. We had probably plain, but we had flour sacks and or feed sacks, and they were either plain or that you embroidered on, or they were mm-hmm. had fabric, you know, they had patterns on them. And I guess a flour sack would be plain and a feed sack would have pattern. I don't know. I wouldn't differentiate, truthfully.
Well, because flour sacks are often that more or less
well, they were a
off-white muslin.
Yeah, muslin,
stuff.
Yeah.
But then I remember, at least for our course, say if you had oats, it was a different weave, actually,
yeah.
A different color. Did you ever have that?
No, because
brown?
We never had horses.
But for the chickens, did it come in?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I think we fed the chickens scraps.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Did you ever have another word besides feed sack, flour sack?
Flour sacks, primarily, yeah.
You've seen, I'm sure, these sacks that horse feed comes in. It's brown and it's a very...
You mean it was burlap? Feed.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
A burlap bag. Have you ever heard another word for
no,
those?
No.
Because we use gunny sacks.
Well, gunny sacks, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Gunny sacks,
so that,
yeah.
That rings
that's about. Right, you're right.
Okay, I think that's what this all is.
Yeah. Probably gunny sacks. Yeah, that's what we used.
Yeah, okay. The thing worn in the kitchen to keep your clothes clean?
The apron that I still use every day.
Yeah.
I'm one of those weird people that wears an apron.
Otherwise, you wipe it.
Yeah.
How about, can you remember the first time you got one of those machines that you could watch news programs on?
You mean the television? Pete and I got one in 1952.
All right.
We were the first people in my family. My parents didn't have one. We had an old Muntz.
Yes. What a revolution.
Yeah, oh yeah. My family would come down and sit and watch it.
Right. Okay. Types of clothing that people wore on ranches, you may need to bypass all of these. I don't know.
Well, we can try it, but I think so, probably.
How about something men would use to wipe the sweat off their brow? This is ranch.
Well, they used a bandana.
Right. And any kind
My sons still use bandanas.
Yeah. Mm. There isn't really a replacement for that even now. How about something that people wore over their clothes and have a little tab attachment here?
For the overalls that everybody wears?
Yeah. And, outdoor coats for ranch use, summer or winter, anything special?
I don't know.
How about work shoes?
They wore their boots or their, probably their boots.
Yeah.
Because overshoes are would be like for a rainy time.
Right.
So they would wear their boots.
Boots. And any kind of special names for work shirts? That people used. Setting.
Like their flannels, but they, you know, they wore their flannel shirts in the winter, but no, I don't know.
No.
I may know, but I would recognize it if I read it,
right.
But I probably wouldn't talk about it.
It's not really, it's not your active vocabulary,
no.
basically. How about